The Time Is Now, episode 308.
It comes down to values and empowering ourselves by living up to our values to really make things happen for ourselves the way that we dream of them happening and want them to happen.
Welcome to The Time Is Now, the podcast show designed to take action and stay on top of the game to make a bigger impact with your business while creating more freedom and purpose in your life. This is your host, Emel Deregi. As your business and marketing coach, I am here to help you get the clarity and the action plan you need to position yourself as the go-to expert in your field and grow a business that is aligned with your needs. This is your time to create more growth, alignment, and impact in your business. And today we are going to talk about how to stay committed to your business and how to find the time to juggle all the tasks in your business, even when life keeps throwing at you many, many different things on top of the day-to-day life that is so busy and hectic, especially when being a mom and having children. I guess that adds another layer to many of the other things that happens in life. And to talk about this episode and this topic, I brought to you a guest that I've been thinking about every single time that somebody was telling me, oh, I'm struggling to make the time. And I was like, oh my God, I wonder what Emily would say. So I can't wait to welcome here Emily Roger. Emily, are you ready for this ride?
Absolutely. Thank you, Emel.
Emily is a repeat guest on this podcast show. I love this because we can get to actually follow your journey since the beginning through this episode. And I love to keep following your growth here. So thank you for being here. A few words about Emily. Emily's an award-winning transition and leadership coach. She helps women who want to take the next step in their career and their lives, gain clarity, and put in place the action plan to make it happen. And she also works with organizations who want to turn their employees into true leaders and that will move the organization forward. So Emily, again, welcome to this episode and to this podcast. The time is now for probably the fourth time now. It is amazing to have you again. For those of you listening and you want to follow the journey of Emily, I've listed all the episodes of Emily in the show notes of this episode, so that if you're really interested in following the track of a person who's on the journey of not even having a business yet, starting the business, pivoting, growing, evolving. And you've said it, Emily, it's all about this personal growth on top of the business growth. But you've been, you started by trying to find your business idea in 2018, if I remember well.
Yes, the very first business idea accelerator. Yeah,
exactly.
That you ran
other than that. Exactly. So you've been part of this first program, then you launched your business, then in around 2021-22, you've repivoted your business because you've been growing and you realize you can do more, and you've completely pivoted the business, and today you have this business that you have. But throughout this journey, I was very privileged to follow your steps and to follow your growth. And the one thing I've noticed about you that is very difficult for many people to do is this commitment to actually making the time to do all those tasks that are not the most sexy tasks that we have, but you have been committed to it. And I'm wondering, basically, I asked you to come here to tell us what is working for you and how are you managing to juggling it all? Because the other thing that has been impacting me watching you is your commitment to quality time with your family. So this was a non-negotiable for you. You've always told me that. So so that we can explain a little bit, we get to your tips and your ways of how it works for you. Tell us a little bit about how is your business looking like today? What are the different activities you have in your business today?
So I started with a very finite focus, which was expat parenting abroad, supporting families, moving countries. Today, with the Leap to Lead, I am a transition and leadership coach. So I work with women on an individual level who are transitioning through life, through careers, starting their own businesses, whatever they want to do. But I'm still working with organizations who are moving people as well. So I've kept that sort of old hat stuff that I used to do in my HR career, as well as what I started doing in my business. So that's the leadership coaching, the transition coaching for companies, as well as the individual piece. So the business has really evolved around, I guess, what are the key strings to my own bow that I play well. And so it's investing the time and energy in that. And when I pivoted my business, within 6 months, I had 86% growth in revenue. So it just showed me that once I was aligned with who I am and where my strengths lie, things become more natural, more easier. They generate faster. They grow faster. And so when you can live with that alignment, then you're not banging your head against a brick wall all the time. It doesn't all feel hard all the time, even if it is the unsexy, must do stuff. It flows easier when you are working in alignment. So in terms of how I set myself up, I have the work I do with the individual clients, I have the work I do with companies, and then I have the work that I have to do sort of on the business as well in terms of the content and all the rest of it. So if you look at my diary, you'll see it's color-coded. I learned from an amazing business coach. I color-code my diary so I can see when am I spending time with my family? When am I spending time on myself? When am I spending time working with the individual piece of my business? When am I spending time working with the companies? Where am I building in my marketing plan? Where am I building in the monthly reporting to know what's working, what's not working? And so I do structure my diary according to that. And I used to just, when you're starting out, you're desperate for a client, you take anyone at any point based on what they want to do or what suits them. Whereas now I'm more in tune with what works for me. I say, well, actually, these are the days that I am open for appointments. Which time suits you better? Rather than being dictated to by other people's time and energy, I'm setting my diary up in line with my own time and energy. So I know I'm a morning person. If I can get all my things done in the morning, then the afternoon time I can do some reading, I can do some things that don't require the same mental energy because I need to get myself ready for the girls as well, my now teenage girls, if you've been watching my journey. So, there's other things that I then have to get myself ready for in the afternoon. So I've become very clear about when I'm exercising, when I'm spending time with the family, when I'm working on the business, in the business, all those bits and pieces. And I make sure, and I've color-coded it so I can look at it and see that it's balanced as well.
So many aspects I wanted to un unpack here about how you described what you're doing. And I want to refer back for those of you listening to the episode I did about the importance of all about time management as well. I will link it to this, maybe how to make the time for your marketing. That's the episode. And the key thing that I was sharing there is to make your business a priority, but most importantly, to see yourself as a business and not just as a service provider. And one of the things he said is like, I used to just take whatever came to me because I was hustling. But from the moment I took myself seriously, I would say to my client, this is the time that I have. These are the slots that I have. Which one works for you? And that's a whole different place of empowerment.
And having that mindset shift, I mean, initially those slots weren't full. I just chose what suited me better. But now I've got full control. I've got full empowerment. And I do make exceptions. Don't get me wrong, I do make exceptions. We all do at some point. But it's about being clear, what are my boundaries and which am I prepared to cross and which am I prepared to, negotiate a little on, but knowing what works. There was a point where I went on a retreat with other business owners, and every other woman there was burnt out. They were angry. They were resentful of their clients. They were resentful of what they were doing. And it was at a time of a huge amount of pressure for me personally because my business wasn't where I wanted it to be. And my husband was wanting me to look at going back to a corporate role. And I remember, I think I said it to you at the time, Mel, I'm not building this business to feel like that at the end of the day, these other women in terms of reference for those listening. I may as well go and get that corporate job and have that secure income and appease what my husband wants. And I'm not doing this to end up burnt out, angry, resentful. And it was a moment, I think you said your words might have been along the lines of make the choice for yourself now. I was like, okay, this is completely in my power. So what is important to me? And I think at that point, I did a bit of soul searching in terms of my values. And two of them are actually in your intro. Family, freedom, growth, and impact are my values. And if that's what's important to me, family, freedom, growth, and impact, then how do I need to work? What is that going to look like so I'm not burnt out, angry, and resentful? And I'm not sitting in a corporate role. And I'm not dissing corporate roles. It's just not my choice. It's not what I want for myself. And so, if I'm going to have this business, if I'm going to show up and serve my clients and serve my family in the way that I want to, what is that going to look like for me so that I'm fit, I'm healthy, I'm living the life, my life the way I want to, and it's not just giving it all away. And so it was that looking at other people, it was that moment of you saying it's a choice, and then stepping back to say, okay, these are my values. How is it going to work for me? And making those deliberate decisions around it. And if this is my revenue goal, then where's it going to come from? How's it going? What's the balance going to be to be able to achieve that?
And I want to unpack this whole thing about values because I think this is the central piece at the end of the day that usually we don't hear about when we talk about managing our time and making our priorities happen. But you also talked about something that I think we should not underestimate is the importance for you to make time for also your self-care. So basically, it's about your family, it's about your business, but also your own well-being, which is also central to your process. So what has helped you make the transition and make that a priority was to be very clear about your values. So how did you get to that point? How do you do that?
Whenever I'm facing a challenge, I approach it in the same way. I hold it lightly in my mind. And this, when I was talking about the past year's been a lot of personal growth, not being woo-woo, but a lot of spiritual growth as well, and really tuning into myself and what's important to me. I hold those questions in my mind. I then go for a walk, no phones, no distractions, just me and the dog. And in the sunshine, acknowledging what's around me, the fantails that dance by, what are they signifying? The pheasants that walk past me, what's that signifying? And then tuning into that and understanding that, okay, my family are everything, but I can't serve my family if I'm not serving myself. So I need the freedom to be able to do these things, but I can't have a business that's successful without growth and impact. Because if I'm not growing, my clients aren't growing, and I can't have impact if I'm not serving other people. So for me, it came probably quite quickly through that process of it. If these are the choices I'm making, if these are the decisions I'm making, and I'm looking up behind my screen because I've got them visually on my wall. So, if these are the choices I'm making and these are the things that are important to me, then what do I need to do differently? And I didn't rush into anything. I've only just 16 weeks ago, I'm 4 months in, found the right exercise program for myself that involves weight training and flexibility training, but I can do it at home, but I've still got a community. So, it's finding the my mum's word, mechanisms that make it work for me as well. So once you know your values and what it is you want, and you're clear about how you want to go about it, finding the right things that then fall into place to make it work for you as well. And not just joining a gym because that's what everyone else does, finding the one that works best for me.
I think it's a lot what I'm hearing here about knowing why you're doing what you're doing and knowing why this is important to you. And I think we tend to forget that, although it sounds very obvious, but we do tend to forget that. Time matters because time is connected to habits and habits is connected to identity. And your habits actually tell you who you are. So this is why I think it's important to see if we're connected with our habits, is what we truly want illustrated and through our day-to-day habits. And I think this is the key to being to awareness and then to making that transition. What is it that makes it so hard when we are in transition to implement those changes? And how can we actually make them happen?
And I think when you said it there, it's about being clear about what you want and going for it. Why don't we do it? Because women predominantly don't allow ourselves to. If we start to think about ourselves, we feel guilty or we doubt that we are capable or good enough. And so we get in this negative spiral that we don't even realize is happening to us. And if I think about the clients I work with, when I empower them to say, look, it's a choice for you, same as you did for me. I empower them with the question. It's a choice. The statement is a choice for you. What do you want? Oh, I can have what I want. I can go after what I want. Too often, it's the guilt and the doubt that become the barrier that stop us from having it. So, I think for me, I said this last 12 months has been a lot about personal growth. Stepping into that and really owning it as well, I haven't been meek and mild. Don't get me wrong. I haven't been, hiding in the shadows. I'm just ready for so much more. And I know how I want to have that now. And I know what that looks like for me now.
Unfortunately, those who are listening cannot see you right now, but I'm seeing you lighten up, right? And your whole body language is excited. And I could see for me, that's when you actually embody that like vision that you
Yes.
want to bring to reality, and that matters. The thing that I see a lot, especially with women, but in general with people, is when even when we know what we want, we tend to fear that we will fail and therefore don't allow ourselves to fully allow ourselves to believe that we can do it and actually be full on into the vision and the goal we want to achieve. So, how can we deal with that fear of failing, that fear of disappointing ourselves and therefore not fully committing and not fully allowing ourselves to say it out loud, this is the big goal I want to achieve?
If I think about my own journey, if I think about what I encourage my clients to do, it's about writing it down. It's about visualizing it. It's about finding images. I mean, as I said, I've got my values up here behind my computer because, not because I can't remember them, but because every time you glance up to think about something, it's visually there in front of me. And there's something that happens in the brain when you write things down, when you make it visual for yourself, that forms a different connection, that forms a different permission for yourself to then say, okay. So, I mean, if I go back to October last year, we were coming into the final, I'm in New Zealand, so we're coming into the end of the school year, the final term. It's an 8.5 week term. And I knew at the end of the term, we were going away for 3 weeks, holiday over Christmas, and then my mum was coming for 3 weeks. And so, with family as my, number one value, I knew there was a lot that was going to be required of me in those November, December, January, February, next 3, 4 months. And so I made a decision at the start of the term to batch all of my marketing content through to the middle of February. And once I made the decision, right, well, what's the flow going to be? What's the themes going to be? How am I going to tease that through? And what I do is I write a blog post. I started blogging when I started my business. And then I, in 2020, started reading my blog as a podcast. So I have both the blog and the podcast. It's exactly the same content. You're not missing anything if you're tuning into one or the other. But I work out what's the flow going to be, what's the theme going to be. And then I have a templates for writing it, for the social media, for the captions I want to generate. It's all templated for me. The newsletters that go out, everything's templated. So in 3 weeks, I did 4 months worth of work. I also had my mammogram and my annual checkup with my doctor and my dental appointment. And so those last 4 weeks of the term, when the school says, oh, by the way, your daughter's getting an award at the assembly. Oh, and by the way, could you come and bring something for morning tea? And by the way, I could show up and be there for my girls and catch up with friends for a walk before Christmas and go and have a coffee with someone I haven't seen for a long time because I had freedom in the craziest, busiest time of year to do the things that were important to me. And so going into the summer, I took my notebook with me, but I actually didn't have to work because it was done. It was more thinking about inspiration for the year ahead and thinking about what is it going to look like for me coming back? What things do I want to share? What do I want to talk about with my audience? Going into that next phase rather than having to work during that time. I did have some client meetings, in there as well, but again, it was around my diary and what I had prioritized. Does that help sort of create a picture?
Absolutely. And if I have to summarize, I hope that those who are listening are seeing what I'm seeing. For me, ultimately, is about taking control. So getting first clarity of our big why are we doing this? What are the values we attach to it? And allowing ourselves to actually want it and not just want it halfway, but fully. And then taking control of your time. But why is it so hard for most people, you think, to actually take control of your time and say, all right, this is what I will have coming in the next 4 months. And for that, for what needs to happen, I'm going to just batch everything I have to do right now and commit to it. But what makes it so hard, and how did you manage to actually do it?
And again, I'm a mum of teenage girls, so I'm at the school gate. If I'm talking to other people and I say, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm so busy. I mean, I look at these people and I think, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I'm not dissing them in any way, but think about what you're saying when you're saying, I'm so busy. Are you really? Are you really busy, or are you just filling your diary because it makes it feel important? Are you doing the things that are meaningful to you? Are you choosing the things that are going to serve your family, going to serve yourself, going to serve your career or your business or whatever you're working on? What choices are you making? I think what's preventing people from actually owning that control is getting caught literally on that wheel of life. And I'm just so busy. Are you really? And if you look at your diary, if you take a time back, if you look at where your time and energy is going, and energy is so important as the physical time. I think you touched on this earlier. Knowing your energy, knowing what works for you, and saying, well, okay, well, my energy is best here. What do I need to be doing when my energy is at its highest? What should I be doing when my energy is at its lowest? And so, yeah, I've got a lot going on, but I'm not, oh my God, I'm so busy. I can still make time for that important phone call. I can still make time to hear my girls when they want to share something. I can make time for the dog when the dog's wanting a cuddle. Like, you're not push, 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 push all the time because you're making the choice. So I think the barrier to control is filling our time with stuff rather than knowing what it is that we really want.
Amen. I love that. And again, it's all about taking yourself seriously. You're committed to your business. You're committed to your family, first of all. And for your family, you're actually doing all these things as well, right? And I remember that you've been telling me as well that for you, the way you show up in your business matters to you also because you want to be an example for your daughters of how they're making themselves the priorities themselves. About that importance of actually just taking yourself seriously and committing to making it happen, as well as probably committing to sharing with the people around you for that to happen. So, what are the things you need to change? You needed to change for that to be able to be possible.
I have been working with the girls for them to be a little bit more independent. So they have jobs around the house as well. It's not me doing the laundry. It's not me, washing all the dishes. That they have their jobs as well, that we are a team, we work together. We make family choices. So post-Christmas, we're not playing into we. My eldest, Jessica, is not playing inter club tennis because it becomes a whole family commitment. And we've made the choice, actually, we'd like to visit some beaches. We'd like to do some other things. So, opening the conversation for what do we want as a family? How does that fit with my husband's a hotelier? So, he's got cr crazy work commitments, with what they want to do with school, with what I want to do with my business and for myself. We have family discussions about, well, where does that sit? If this is our commitments for this term, can we do it all? Do we have to drop something? And it becomes a we conversation because it's not just about me carrying the load. It's about us as a family. What does it look like? And I think that was the hardest thing for me to do, was to share the ownership for us running as a family. Because all the women I work with are the same. We try to do everything. We try to carry that load for everyone. And if you try and do it all without sharing it, even if practically you end up doing a lot of it, if you're not talking about it as a we, then you are owning all of it for yourself. And it's not going to benefit you or your family in the long run. So we have conversations now. Okay, clap my hands. Life skills, girls, come
Yeah.
together. We're going to talk about how to hang up washing. You need to shake it out. You need to, like, it's just we're coming together as a family and we're having those conversations a lot more quickly now. And it's because I've made the choice to share more and not own everything. And that's really, really hard to do. Really hard to do.
It is very hard. But again, you committed to it and you didn't let it go until it was natural and much easier, I guess, now. The other thing I think, and tell me what you if you experienced that, but one of the things that I know slow people down and make them feel overwhelmed is the daunting tasks of the unknown. Do you see what I'm talking about? Especially, for instance, when we're just starting out with our marketing, for example, and we're not used to it. So there is a learning curve. So how do you
Yes.
integrate that in making the decision and being effective? You seem to be very productive and effective, but sometimes we can't, what we don't know yet, how much time things
Yeah.
take, or it takes us much longer because we're not yet used to certain things.
Yeah. I love trying new things, and I acknowledge right now I don't always get it right. I think accepting that you can't do everything perfectly up front is really, really key. And if I tried to make everything perfect, I still wouldn't have an email list. I still wouldn't be sending out a newsletter. I still wouldn't have a website. I still wouldn't like if I try to make everything perfect, I wouldn't get anywhere. And so a large part of how I become productive is to say, is it going to share a message? Is it going to speak to someone? If it does, tick, tick, let's go. I don't have to fine-tune the language. I don't. Is my social media the best ever? Absolutely not. Is it the most on trend? No. I can't keep up with every trend. It's not who I am. But does it speak to my audience in a way that makes sense for them? If you try and perfect everything to before you do it, you'll never get anywhere. If you just have a go, see if it works. Okay, no, I made a mistake there. Try this. Oh, that did work. Yay. Let's try this. Just experimenting, playing. Everything I do is self-taught or working with UML. But I haven't got a VA. I'm not working with any marketing firm. I've done my own website. You can do it for yourself easily. You don't have to wait until you've got the money to invest. You don't have to wait for the time to be right. The time is now. You don't have to wait for it to be perfect.
Definitely.
You can just get going and learn as you go and learn as you grow.
I love it. Oh my God. Okay. So, one of the things you said right in the get-go is the will to experiment and to be okay with things to not be perfect. And then, if they don't work, to not get attached to that. Because that's the other thing. We get disappointed and then we memorize in our body that feeling of disappointment, that thing didn't work, which makes us procrastinate or not take action for the next thing to experiment. When we realize that experimenting, big part of it is to actually fail, and that's okay to even experiment once again. And I think that energy that we lose comes from the resistance, more from the action of doing it. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
And we talked about it before. What prevents women from owning what they really want? Fear of failure. If we are constantly coming up against that fear of failure and then something doesn't work, well, that's just proof, is what we tell ourselves. No, it's not. It's just not right this time. Try it again. Try it differently. Change something. I mean, if you go and look at my social media, it's not amazing, but it's consistent and it sends a message and I get feedback from people who then end up working with me. So it is connecting. It doesn't have to be whiz bang. It doesn't have to be the best ever. It's just got to be your, and probably this is really important, authentic voice.
I love it. I love it. And I can hear your passion in your voice when you say that. And the key thing here for me, and that's the reason why I actually thought about you, is your commitment to consistency. From the first day we worked together, you've always been consistent, even through the learning curve. And your marketing is like always consistent. As you said, it's not always perfect, but perfection is not the one or the other post is the consistency of the messaging throughout the time, right? So
Yes.
this is the key here. So how much time, give us a bit of a rundown. How much time do you spend in your marketing per week?
I don't do it on a weekly basis because I do the batching.
Batching,
If I'm
just to
talking about
explain for those who don't know, batching is this method that's all about, blocking a certain time in the month, for instance, to
Yeah.
create multiple pieces of marketing content for the next coming weeks or months. So that's something that I'm passionate about as well. And yeah, just in case people don't know about it, it's not obvious for everybody, but you do batch. So
I do
continue.
batch and the content for a week. So my blog post, which is the same as my podcast, I just have to read it. Doing that, doing the social media, doing the newsletter, it's probably a 2 hour exercise, in total. It could be a little bit less if I'm feeling really clear about exactly the message I want to send. If it doesn't flow immediately, I'll park it and come back to it later because there's no point in forcing something either. And I do cheat a little bit at the moment, and I will take a blog post and put it into ChatGPT and say, "Could you create a social media post with this?" And then I edit that and use that. But it's probably a 2 hour exercise. And when I say 2 hours, that's all loaded up, scheduled, all the social media, the newsletter scheduled, the blog post, the podcast, everything scheduled and ready to go. I don't look at it again, and I move on to the next thing. I think the key for me is knowing what I want to promote. So is it my coaching package? Is it my online course? What am I promoting? And if that's what I'm promoting, then what's the theme that's going to lead into it? What topics do I want to put tease out to promote that? And then what are the taglines I want to use in it to the call to action to make that the priority or the freebie, the lead magnet, the priority. So if I do that planning, the actual production piece is just it's super fast because it flows really, really quickly. But sometimes that planning phase can take me longer if I'm like, when I was planning into the summer and beyond. I was planning, my coaching package through October, November. Then I was planning my masterclass that I've been promoting through January, February. There was different top things that I was promoting, so I was thinking about the themes around that in advance and planning it and teasing it through.
What I would call the marketing runway. And I think this is so just a jargon to the runway and going back to getting clarity on your goals. And that also creates ease to knowing what to do and therefore to being effective. The reason why most people are not effective is because they're not clear about their goals, but also not clear about what is their strategy. In your case, you have clarity on what is your marketing strategy, and therefore it's easy for you to plan 3, 4 months ahead because you know what packages you're going to push at which time of the year, and therefore what is the messaging that needs to lead to the sale of that offer. And that's how you create a marketing strategy that actually converts. I know that you also committed to investing in yourself and the work we did together to create the strategy.
Yeah. And the work we did together, Amel, that was truly the foundation for where I am now. I can't underestimate how important having that foundation, is. The key questions you asked is, well, what do you want to do? How do you want to show up? It's your choice. What does it look like for you? Having someone to ask those questions to make me dig deeper up front means that now that foundation is good, it's solid. And I can play around. At the moment, I'm playing around with, where could I go with a new lead magnet? What can I do here that might be really fun? Or what could that look like? I've got the energy and the headspace to play because the foundation is so solid. But it's working with someone like yourself that knows the key pillars that I need to have in place. So that I can then say, okay, well, now I've got them. I'm in control now. And so the last 12 months have been this growth journey for me, which I'm now seeing in my own clients. But I only have the ability to have that growth journey because of the work you and I did. And getting those pillars right and holding my foundation in place so that when dad died, I could keep going. When, the girls are sick, I can keep going. When my mum is unwell and I can't get there, I can provide different support. life happens. You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to swear. Shit happens. It always will. But I can keep going because I've got the foundation.
What is it that you see most of the trend when you work with your clients for them to, when they're going through transition, all of this seems really hard. So I feel like transition is one of the reasons why people get stuck. And sometimes I just get stuck in that transition and never move forward to the other side because of a lot of the elements that we talked about here. But what do you do to help your clients get unstuck in that transition so that they can actually move forward?
You know, they're pieces of the puzzle. When you can put those two pieces of the puzzle together, what are my strengths? What am I good at? What am I truly passionate about? Then that brings together your purpose, for want of a better word. So when I'm working with women and some men, getting those two pieces of the puzzle are absolutely crucial for any transition, whether it is they've moved country and they're starting again, whether it is returning to work, starting a business, rediscovering hobbies, you know, learning new skills. You can't do any of that until you know those two pieces of the puzzle and you can bring it together to say, this is who I am and this is what it is for me. And so this spiral that we mentioned earlier of guilt and doubt, you know, is allows to take over. And when I say guilt and doubt, it's that, oh, I really shouldn't be doing this. I mean, I really don't have time for this. Oh, my family really more important. Actually, the time's not right. You know, I can't afford to spend that money on myself. You know, we all go through that. But if you don't hear it and acknowledge it and then say, actually, I can spend that money on myself. Actually, I can find 15 minutes for myself today. Actually, it is okay for me not to do this for my family, to do this for myself right now. And that's that we conversation that we've been having because I can't do everything. And so if you give yourself permission to say, okay, but I can, then you can actually start to really own who you are and where you want to go. It's not easy. I mean, the steps themselves are simple. I can put a roadmap out for you, but it's not easy because societal pressure, our mindset, what we tell ourselves, imposter syndrome. These things are real. They show up for all of us every day. I
You
just
have
have
to.
the ability now to say no.
Amen. Right. What is the best way to reach out to you if we're interested in having your help to go through the transition?
Drop me an email, Emily at the Leap to Lead.
Thank you so much for sharing your precious insights. I hope that all of you, all of those who are listening, can really feel the passion you have for it, but also the connection that you have with making yourself a priority. I think this is the key message I'm learning from your insights. Is there anything else you want to add before we slowly close this conversation?
I just want to say, don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, all of us, yourself, me, we all offer the opportunity to have a free call with us. If you are sitting there listening to this and you think, I need to do something different, then reach out to Mel, reach out to myself, there, any of the other coaches. There are so many of us trying to support you and wanting to support you. And in many cases, a free clarity session, a free strategy session. It's not going to cost you anything. So let go of the fear and just ask for the help when you recognize that you need it.
I love it. I will be putting all the information about Emily in the show notes of this episode. Go to thetimeisnow.biz/308. There you will find all the context of Emily. You will also find the previous episodes of Emily if you're interested in her journey, because I do think that following the journey of somebody who is a couple of steps ahead of you can actually inspire you in your own journey. And Emily's just like you and me, right? And if we've done it, you can do it as well. Last sentence, Emily. Please fill out the blanks for me. The time is now to
Own who you are and go for it.
love it. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode and don't hesitate to reach out to Emily. I look forward to meeting you in the next episode and stay tuned to turn your challenges into great opportunities and create more growth, impact, and alignment in your business.